Blog Talk Radio.
Take me through the king.
Good morning, Blog Talk. Thank you for joining me, Minister Prophetess G. Walker, for this broadcast this morning. If you enjoyed that song, that was Tamela Mann, her new single entitled Take Me to the King. You may know her from some of Tyler Perry's movies and TV sitcom Meet the Browns. Well, that was Tamela King's newly released single. Father God, you are worthy to be praised. Jesus, thank you for your presence in my life. And Holy Spirit, thank you for your teachings and your guidance. Blog Talk, I want to talk to you this morning about your credit rating. I know that's an interesting concept for a Christian broadcast, but believe it or not, it'll all make sense in just a little while. Let me pray for you, Blog Talk. Father God, we come before you this morning to thank you for another day to be in your midst and to hear your word. I ask that you let this message that you have impressed upon my heart minister to those who have ears to hear, and let it accomplish that for which it has been purposed. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, Blog Talk, a few days ago, I was studying the Word, not reading, because the Bible says to study, to show thyself approved. So I was studying some things in the book of Matthew, and I started to ponder Matthew 5:48, where Jesus said, "Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." Now, as I read that scripture, I thought to myself, well, now that's impossible, really. I mean, nobody's perfect. So I meditated on it for a while, and the Holy Spirit reminded me of another scripture to help shed some light on some of this for me, because the Holy Spirit doesn't want us ignorant, amen? And the Word does say, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask, because God will give it liberally, freely to all who ask him. So the Holy Spirit led me to Philippians 3:12 to clear up my confusion. In Philippians, Paul talks about the things that he was having to do and endure to become more and more like Christ. He said, not that I have already reached the goal, or I have already attained it, but I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling. He was saying that he wasn't totally like Christ already, but he was working towards becoming like him. Okay? So now, going back to my first scripture where Jesus told us to be perfect, and taking into consideration what Paul said, I haven't quite gotten there yet, but I'm pressing toward it. I received the revelation and understanding that we have to press toward perfection. And the more we press toward it, the more we become Christ-like and move closer to being perfect in spirit. Okay, because it's the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in us that enables us to grow in the Spirit. I mean, we don't do it in the flesh. We can't do it by ourselves. It's the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Now, if we're going to press toward the mark to become spiritually perfect and more Christ-like, there are some changes we're going to have to make in our natural selves in terms of how we do things. And that's the crux of this message. How is your credit rating? Now, Blog Talk, most of us have lived long enough to know that our credit rating or credit score can make or break us in a lot of ways. If we don't pay those bills on time, that credit score is going down. And if we pay them on time, it goes up. And if we open a line of credit and don't pay the bill, and let the account go over into collection, you done messed up big time. You might as well be prepared to cash and carry, pay cash for everything else you want, because it's going to be a hard time, a long time, before you get some more credit extended to you. And not only that, but your credit history lasts a long time. Okay, the world system is not very lenient or understanding when it comes to misusing credit. If you pay on time, you get rewards, an increased credit line, and a good credit score. But if you don't, they're going to send that late payment information right on over to some credit reporting agency to make sure that all other creditors know that you don't pay your bills on time. Now, it's a good thing to have access to credit, as we know, because sometimes we don't always have any money. I mean, truthfully, we don't always have any money. So it's nice to be able to just go swipe that card and pay it later. And if you're a valued card holder and you pay your bill on time, sometimes when you get your billing statement, your credit card company has thrown in a little perk or two. Some type of little reward for your history of making on-time payments, okay? Now, this might surprise you, but guess what? God has a similar credit rating system as well called favor that you can have access to anytime if you earn it. He'll give it to you. And you don't have to worry about paying it back or interest charges or being denied. It's always available. But again, you have to earn it. And I have a scriptural reference for you this morning to go along with this message of how's your credit rating. And it comes from the book of Luke, the 6th chapter, verses 32 through 36. So if you have a Bible handy, go ahead and grab it for me. Luke chapter 6, verses 32 through 36. Now it reads, "If you love only those who love you, why should you get credit for that? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good only to those who do good to you, why should you get credit? Even sinners do that much. And if you lend money only to those who can repay you, why should you get credit? Even sinners will lend to other sinners for a full return. Love your enemies. Do good to them. Lend to them without expecting to be repaid. Then your reward from heaven will be great, and you will truly be acting as children of the Most High. For he is kind to those who are unthankful and wicked. You must be compassionate just as your Father is compassionate." So in essence, Blog Talk, what we have here is Jesus saying, if you're only giving what you're getting, what good is that? You get no rewards or credit for that. You didn't do anything exceptional or out of the ordinary. You know, the scripture says even sinners do these things. But what he's saying is if we're going to be Christians, you know, true followers of Christ, doers of the word and not just hearers, then we're going to have to start pressing toward the mark to become perfect. And that means going beyond the norm in any and all situations and circumstances in our lives, stretching ourselves to grow in the spirit and increasing our credit with Christ. Jesus only recognizes our efforts and gives us credit when we do something good outside the norm, when we do something that we didn't have to do, and when we walk in the Spirit. You know, if we simply love somebody because they love us, that's easy. You know, well, I love her because she loves me. That's real easy. You don't get any credit for that. You know, we get no credit for being kind or nice to someone that has been kind and nice to us. We get no credit when we give somebody money and wait for them to pay us back. You know, now, I understand what you're thinking. Well, you know, I need my money. I need my money back. I understand that. And there's nothing wrong with somebody saying they will pay you back and paying you back. But here's the thing. If you give somebody some money, loan somebody some money, if you don't need it back, let it go. Don't even bring it up again. That's when you get credit with Christ, because you know, if the person told you they were going to pay you back, you could keep badgering them about it. They are supposed to give it back to you. But if you don't need it back, go ahead and earn you some credit in Christ. Earn you some credit in Christ, you know. We get no credit for being a friend to someone who has been friendly to us. And we get no credit for returning a favor. You know, if somebody does something for you and then they call you up and say, hey, I need a favor. And then you say, okay, I'll do it. You don't get any credit for that. You just, you know, paying them back because they did something for you one time. But here's an example of some things you will get credit for. When somebody goes out of their way on your job to make your 8 hours a day miserable and unbearable, and you don't respond the way you really want to, you know, you got a few select choice words and, you know, in your vocabulary back there, and you don't respond that way to them, but you let all their meanness and backstabbing and sabotaging roll off you like water on a duck's back, remember that you just increase your credit in Christ. When you have family members that put you down and never see anything good in you, and yet you continue to treat them with love and respect, remember your credit score just moved up a little higher. When you have a close friend that betrays you and you decide to turn it over to the Lord because he said, vengeance is mine, your credit score moved up another few points when you did that. When your spouse or significant other begins to belittle you and talk to you any kind of way and don't appreciate you anymore, but yet you continue to walk in the spirit and extend little kindnesses to them, like cooking their favorite meal or, you know, just doing something kind for them that you know they would like, your credit score is on the increase again. When people smile in your face and pretend to like you when you know if they could, they might put a little something in your food. But you, in turn, pray for them. Start looking for your credit in Christ to be unlimited. When your kids grow up and they forget all about what you did for them when they were little, how you sacrificed and struggled to take care of them, and they do little things like forget your birthday, but you keep them covered in prayer and you continue to plead the blood of Jesus over them, just know that you're on your way to having a perfect credit score in Christ. You'll have favor and blessings any and every time you need it. And any time you do something nice for somebody just because, you know, something you didn't have to do, please believe you earned some more points. Amen? So Blog Talk, that's all I stopped by to tell you this morning, was to get your credit rating up in Christ, because really, you know, we walk by faith and not by sight anyway, and we don't look at things in the natural anyway. We consider the things that are happening in the spirit realm. So I'm not saying you're supposed to go around and not pay your bills and let your credit score in the world system go down. But if you're a listener and your credit score in the world system is not that good, earn credit in Christ. Do some of the things that I talked about. And then when you need some worldly kind of credit, you know, you need to purchase something, well, that's when your credit in Christ will come through. You will get favor in situations, okay? When the world might try to turn you down for something, or you need a blessing, or you need a door open, you know, and people want to, you know, pull your credit report and look at that credit score, sometimes it really doesn't matter. Because, you know, your blessings come from the spirit realm anyway, and never underestimate the power of God, okay? So that's what I stopped by to share with you, and let's see. This broadcast is taking place on a Thursday. Don't know if I'll have another one for you over the weekend, but I will be back with you again real soon. So be blessed, take care, and bring that credit score up in Christ.